The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The European Commission's annual audit of democratic standards across the bloc is overly positive and ultimately ineffective because it's not tied to any kind of enforcement mechanism. That's the contention of Liberties. It's an EU-wide network of civil liberties organisations who've pointed to several significant deficiencies and have called for swift and decisive action from the Commission in order to uphold the rule of law in the EU. Joining me now from Brussels with the details is correspondent Jack Parrock. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What is this annual audit anyway?
So it was a bit of a flagship thing from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen when she took office first 5 years ago, where she said she would try and take on the sort of democratic backsliding that we've seen in certain countries. The European Commission has long had sort of locked horns with countries like specifically Hungary, but also Poland, the Czech Republic, and indeed a number of others, now Italy in recent times as well, over things like tinkering with how the judicial system works by the governments, crackdowns on medias, crackdowns on NGOs that those governments within the EU doesn't like. So what she did is she put out a yearly report looking at where those issues are and what the problems are and whether they've changed year on year. What Liberties is saying, this group of NGOs across the EU, is that simply these reports have no teeth, there's no real enforcement, and they don't have the power to change anything.
And do these reports take an overly benign view of the way things are going? I mean, it seems to us here, looking at Hungary, for example, that it is, to borrow from Donald Trump's recent remarks, the enemy within the EU.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people that feel that way. The reports are relatively dry, to be honest with you, Pat. They explain the very clear details of how a government has done this, what this means, what the Commission advises them to do, and how the Commission thinks that that would fit in line with EU law and under their obligations. It's a bit of a dual thing for the European Commission, because they want the European Union, when they're sort of speaking publicly, to look like the bastion of global democracy. So criticizing the member states' democracies can often be difficult, but they say that they want to try and highlight those issues. As you say, there are countries, specifically Hungary, is always at loggerheads with the Commission, especially for the last couple of decades. But also we've seen other countries, like I say, Italy, which is attacking its public broadcaster. The government is accused of sort of breaching the independence of Rai, its public broadcaster. They came in the crosshairs this year.
And they came in the crosshairs because an onerous tax burden was placed on Rai, which seemed to curb its true independence. But then she did a deal with Meloni, didn't she, to secure Italy's support for her own re-election or her own succession to herself.
This is where this report and the release of the report gets a bit murky and a bit questionable, shall we say. There are people who say that von der Leyen delayed the release of the report so that she would be put forward or not opposed by Giorgia Meloni, the Italian prime minister, to get a second term when all of that was going on in the very early summer. And essentially, the report was delayed in its release, and Meloni abstained in appointing her or not appointing her, which allowed her subsequently to be appointed. I mean, if that was the plan, then it worked for von der Leyen. We don't know that that is the case. So this is the question. How strong... I mean, von der Leyen talks a very good game on protecting democracies, and this is what the Liberties and the NGOs are saying, that they need to, that she needs to sort of really stand up to it. They're telling people that these practices of, you know, attacking media outlets or, you know, making it difficult for NGOs to work, that they're not okay. But what the organizations are calling for is actual action, like potential financial penalties or even the suspension of voting rights, which would be a very long process, but potentially how this could end if the EU went all the way.
Now, they talk about the Article 7 procedure, which would make EU funding conditional on restoring the democratic norms of the EU. Is that ever likely to be invoked?
It's just a really, really difficult thing to do, because it needs full unanimity of all the other countries. So if, for instance, Hungary, which is under an Article 7 procedure, which could potentially lead to its voting rights in the EU, which it allows it to veto certain things, because we've seen it, we've seen Hungary veto financial aid to Ukraine, etc. If that were to go all the way, it would need all of the other countries. And for a long time, the former Polish government, which was quite well aligned with Hungary, would have always vetoed that block. And there are always ways in which that different countries will sort of do deals to block it. That's essentially it. And a lot of people that sort of criticize the EU taking sovereignty from the member states would point to this as a proof that actually the member states do have their sovereign right, that they do have power when it comes to lawmaking here in Brussels.
Now, the Brits did what their public told them to do in their referendum. They didn't like the bureaucracy of the EU. They didn't like the centralised decision-making in Brussels, taking power away from Westminster. So they left. So will there be an invitation to some countries, if you don't like it, lump it, out you go?
I mean, if you watch debates in the European Parliament, we saw Viktor Orban, the Hungarian Prime Minister, in Strasbourg last week, sort of really tearing chunks out of the European Union. And a lot of the MEPs say to him, right, go, either get out of office. He's alleging Brussels and EU officials are trying to sort of oust him and replace him with a pro-EU Prime Minister. Not sure how true that is. But they say to him, just leave. But the reality is that Hungary is a net recipient of EU funds. Billions more it takes out of the EU budget than it puts in. Poland as well is a huge recipient of funds. So those countries benefit from staying in the European Union. That's
so
really
they're not
when it
going
comes
anywhere.
To its money.
They're not going anywhere.
No.
All right, Jack. Anyway, this report, we should take little from it because it doesn't represent the reality. That's the main message here. Jack Parrock, Europe correspondent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.